All right, but both
cigars?
Yeah. So we began our study last week of what we call the Chovas Chetzo. And I think, Alan, you were kind enough to photocopy some pages from Shirim Zecher Abba Mori on Kalayim B'Tzitzus. I hope you have those pages. I did not have the time to do a second round of photocopying. But before we get to that, I want to add a few things. First of all, it's very interesting to think about the following question. In the case of tefillin, if I made a bracha on my tefillin, and then somebody brings me another pair of tefillin, or I take off that tefillin and I want to don the same pair of tefillin a second time, do I make a second bracha? The answer is yes, I do make a second bracha. And yet, with regard to Torah, let's say I were to finish a certain sefer, halavai, and then somebody brings me in, or I find another sefer, would I have to make a second bracha?
The bracha you have in mind.
So what's the difference between the two? And I thought maybe in the light of our discussion of last week about the personality of the object, we could differentiate between tefillin and Torah. And the bracha on tefillin is fundamentally different than the bracha on Torah. Can you fill in the blanks for me? Anybody? Don't all answer at once.
Yeah, I'm not sure what bracha you're referring to.
No, I'm saying I have to make a bracha on tefillin. Yeah. Whatever bracha is your favorite bracha. You know, everybody has their own minute. I only make a bracha on Lahniyah, but in a case of tefillin, I'll make a bracha on every single pair of tefillin you bring me. Right. But in the case of Torah, I wouldn't say that every single sefer that you bring me and I start learning, I have to make a bracha. What's the difference? Yeah, David?
A person is learning all day. When he says the bracha in the morning, whatever you're doing, you're working, you're...
Right, can you formulate it a little bit sharp? I mean, what you're saying is 1,000% correct, but how would you apply to our distinction between gavra and chefta? In the case of tefillin, what is the tefillin? It's a chefta shel mitzvah. Right. The sefer is not a chefta shel mitzvah. The chova is a chovas gavra, to study the Torah. So Torah is an abstract body of chachma. And when I make the bracha, it's all-inclusive. No matter what chefetz you bring me, there's no din that the bracha is chal on the chefta. You know, I don't change this object, and the bracha is not relating to the object. Mashenkin in tefillin, I have to make a bracha on the tefillin. Last week, we discussed the question of mezuzah. And we wanted to know, can we create a parallel between beged sheyesh bo tzitzis and bayis sheyesh bo mezuzah? If you remember that. If not, I'll just re-stimulate your memory for a moment. In the case of tzitzis, the beged becomes part of the tzitzis, and therefore the din of his snar lefon of the mitzvahs applies to the beged as well, to make sure that you buy a beautiful talis. In the case of bayis, I don't have to beautify my bayis in order to put a mezuzah on it. Why? Because the mezuzah is the chefta shel mitzvah, not the bayis. So which object takes on this personality, as we called it, of mitzvah? In the case of beged shel tzitzis, not only the tzitzis, but the beged together with the tzitzis becomes one entity. In the case of mezuzah, the bayis remains a separate entity. It's not part of the entity of the mezuzah. And then we asked, what about the case of the defanos of a sukkah? We saw Reb Chaim last week, and Reb Chaim said that the, you know, this machlokas between the Rama and the Rush holds that the chefta of mitzvah sukkah is only the schach, right? Al shema schach nikrei sasukkah. Whereas the Rambam expands it and he says that since you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah without what? Without the defanos themselves become incorporated to the chefta shel mitzvah. Yeah, David?
I thought, I could be wrong, I thought that once you put your talis on and say the bracha on a talis in the morning, if you take it off for any reason and put it back on and do the same tefillah, you don't say a bracha again.
That's only if there's no hesek hadas. But let's say, for example, I would bring you a second talis. Uh-huh. Then you would have to make a bracha on the second talis. If you have two talisim in front of you and you're putting them both on, which is fine with me, then you make one bracha, just like in Shechita. You know, if you have two behemoths, you make one bracha on both animals. But if, let's say, I sheft an animal and then somebody comes from Yenemsvilt, you know, and there was no, you know, there was a Hesek Hadas, then I have to make a separate bracha on the other Shechita. And the same thing applies with the Beged Shel Tzitzis. I would have to make a bracha on every single Beged that Yesh Bo Tzitzis with the Levisha Sab Beged. So I was wondering on both sides, in the case of Dalet Minin, would you say that there are four different Cheftzes or one Cheftz? So I thought this would depend upon the machlokus whether lulav tzarech agad or ain't tzarech agad. Then maybe the halach of agad would be to incorporate all these different objects, all the different minim into one. I mean, of course, you'll ask me about the esrog, but so I was wondering the following: let's say I have three out of the four min, and I don't have the fourth min. So if you were to argue that there are four different cheftzes, so then you could say, well, even though there are four different objects, al pi din, but nevertheless the Torah requires all four. It's all four of us, so I would not have any right. But I want to quote to you the language of Tosis. Okay, Tosis is in Menachos on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and he writes, Misha ein lo kol adalid minim yotze sharei chaser kosher kol shiva. So in other words, Tosis establishes a difference between the first day, which is Lekachim Lechem Doraisa, and Kol Shiva, the other 7 days. And Tosis points to the Nafkamina about Chaser. Let's say, for example, you have a Lulav or an Esrog that's Chaser. So it's possible for the first day. It's a Lach of Lekachtem, Lekicha Toma. It's got to be perfect. But for the rest, the balance of Yontif, it's Kosher because the Chaser is Kosher. So it's interesting that Tosis says if you have three out of the four, the Minim, then you could be Yotze Kol Shiva, not the first day, but you could be Yotze Kol Shiva because it's Chaser. And Chaser is Kosher Kol Shiva. But what do you hear in that Tosis? Like, what clang, you know, do you hear in that Tosis? By calling it a Chaser.
It's a single Chaser?
Yeah, it's one Chefta. It's a Chisard in that one Chefta. I mean, I would have said that there are four separate Minim, and you have four separate Lekichos, and it could be that Ma'akvos there, it said, but each one is a separate Chefta. But for the fact that Tosis calls it a Chaser, that seems to indicate that you have one object here, and you're missing part of the object. I thought that was pretty fascinating.
Maybe you need the word cluster to include an esrog.
Right, but I'm saying in the case of an esrog, if you have a chaser, it's called kosher kol shiva. I would never have said that if you're missing an esrog in Gansen, that that's called chaser. You don't have the four minim. And yet Tosfos says that if I'm missing the esrog, or for that matter any of the other minim, that's called a chaser. Very strange. If you take Tosfos literally, again, you could always say that Tosfos didn't mean it. In any event, I wanted to suggest the following. There are both sides. It could be that this concept of a chefza that takes on a certain personality, that generates a certain halachic status, that this has a special, unique application to kodshim. Again, we're not learning kodshim now, but I want to give you just a little bit of a taste, of a sample. Let's start with the sugya on Yuma, on Daf Mem Heyam and Aleph. The Gemara says that there's halacha of sreifas evarim shalonis aklu. Right? You have certain evarim that somehow didn't get burnt on the mizbeach. And there's a kiyum of sreifa that you should do it. Oh. Now the question is that a kiyum avoda? Meaning, avoda is only by day. Haktaras evarim veimurim is even balayla.
Right.
So the question I want to ask you is, if there's no avodah balayla, what kind of halach is this that the Gemara says is a kiyum of sreifas ha'ivarim balayla? Does anybody follow my question? The answer, I think, is right in front of your eyes. To me, this is just a training exercise, you know, to teach us, you know, how to, you know, like, to exercise, so it becomes second fiddle, so to speak, you know, it becomes an intuitive response. The answer is what? As far as the Gavra is concerned, that's avodas only when? By day. But then there are dinim that apply to the Cheftza. Right? This is a Cheftza of Evarim and Pedarim. It's part of the Kachim. and the cheft itself needs sreifa. So the kiyum sreifa is not a chovas gavra, but it's inherent in the cheft. It's the personality of the cheft. So I saw in Rav Zevin in Ishim Veshitot. I don't have a few now, but I can get a few. He says about Rav Chaim that Rav Chaim had a unique interpretation of the mitzvah of the Akedah that was given to Avraham Avinu. Right? It says over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, Kachnas bincha, Valeu shom li ol. So when the Malach comes and stops Yaakov, Avraham Avinu, already holding in Parshas Vayetzeh, and tells Avraham Avinu to stop. So Chazal say, Rashi brings it up in Orat at the end of the Akedah Parshas Vayetzeh. He says, wait, I don't understand. You told me at the beginning, Halei Shom Liola, and now you're telling me now that I don't shech my son. What's going on over here? So the major says, Rashi goes, I never told you to slaughter him. I only was mitzava you haleu, and you brought him up on the mizbeach. So Reb Chaim wanted to know. So what was Avraham Avinu's kasha? I mean, if actually he never got the tzivri of shachteu, and there are many, many different approaches to that question. But Reb Chaim had his own unique, shall we call it, brisker approach. He said the following. Avraham Avinu understood that once you magdish something for an ola, then halach is that you bring it up on top of the mizbeach and then you chayev in shechita. So Avraham Avinu thought, how could it be that I have a carbon ola without shechita? So what did the Rabbanu Shalom answer him? He said the following: there are two dinim. There's one din in the Chovas Gavra. The Chovas Gavra is haleu. You have to bring him up on the mizbeach. Shachteu is already a din in the carbon itself. That's halach in the cheftah shel karma. And he says, I never told you that this din of the cheftah shel karma that has to be shecht, it applies to Yitzchak. Now, why do I tell you this? You know, we're not darshaning now parshas vayera, because I have a sefer called Chidushi Agram Vagrid Al Kodshim. Have you ever seen it? I think I once brought it to Shia, and I don't have it with me now, but he has a very brilliant shtickle Torah. There's a steer in the Rambam on the following issue. In terms of the avodah of what's called the Soya Mishtalech on Yom HaKippurim. On the one hand, the Rambam says that Kevon Shehigia Soya LaMidbar is Nichnas Kohen Godol Ezra's Noshim Bekori Menas Sefer. Right? The avodah of the Kohen Godol regarding the Sarah Mishtalech is completed at a certain point, right? We'll get back to that in a moment. And once that point is achieved, after that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to leave the Kodesh, and he goes into the Ezra Snoshim and he reads the Sefer Torah. Now, at what point is the Avodah of the Sarah Mishtalech complete? So the Gemara in Masechta Yuma and Daf Samaches quotes two deis about that. Some say it's Mishigil of Midbar. If you look in the Psukim there in Parshas Achrimos, it says, you know, Midbar. And others say no, that you have to send it off the Tzuk. And the Mishnah establishes that when you send it off the Tzuk, at that point, the ribbon turns from scarlet to white, and that's the symbol that there was a kiyum of Sarah Mishtalech, and it was machaper on behalf of Kol Yisrael. So the Rambam, on the one hand, paskins in Avodas Yom HaKippur per Gimel, they came and shigia soil of Midbar, like that Mandi Omar, is the kiyum of mitzvah complete. And therefore the Kohen Gadol is allowed to leave the Azor and go into the Ezra's Nosh. On the other hand, the Rambam says that when is the Kapor of the Sarah Mishtalek completed? When is it clinched? It's when they send it off the Tzuk and the ribbon turns colors. But the Gemara says that Tosis Yontu points out at the beginning of the sixth parak of Yumi that only happens after the Kiyum Mitzvaso of the Sire, when it's sent off the Tzuk, according to that Mandi Omar. But according to the other Mandi Omar, who holds that what? That all you have to do is reach the Midbar, then the Tosis Yontu wants to assume at that point it should turn from crimson to white, if I said it right. So how could the Rambam, the Rav's question, how could the Rambam on the one hand paskin that came in Shigil and Midbar and the Koy goes allowed to leave because it's Niskaima Avodoso, and he goes into the Ezra's Noshin to read the Sefer Torah, and the other hand the Rambam says that the Kapar is dependent upon what? On Suk. On Shiluach HaSoyer Menat Suk. Whereas the Tosis Yatav assumes it's all about Talia, apparently the Rambam holds it's not all about Talia. So the Rav said that there are two dinim. There's one din in the avoda, the kiyum avoda of the gavra of the kohen gadol, and there's another din in the cheft of the soil, the Torah's kodesh. As far as the gavra is concerned, the Torah says v'sholach biyad ish iti amidbara, and the Torah says b'midbara means the shiluach. As far as the kiyum of the avoda of the kohen gadol is concerned, his avoda is the shiluach asoyer that is fulfilled with higil amidbar. And therefore the Rambam says at that point the Kohen Gadol is free to leave the Kodesh and enter into the Ezra's Noshin. Masha Enkein, as far as the Cheftza Shel Korban is concerned, the Rambam paskins that there's another din in the Cheftza Shel Sayer, that the Kiyum Mitzvah and the Kaparas HaKorban is totally in Shiluach Menatzuk. So the Rambam, by paskining that the Kohen Gadol could go into the Ezra, leave the Azor, go to Ezra Noshim when it reaches the Midbar, and on the other hand the Rambam says that when does the ribbon change colors and the Kaparas HaKorban is dependent upon Shiluch Menatzuk, is no stira, because as far as allowing the Kohen Gadol to leave the Azora, that's dependent upon his kiyum, his complete mitzvah as a Chovas Gavra of Avodas HaKorban. But as far as the Kaparas HaKorban is concerned, that's already in the Cheftza. And it reminded me very much of this piece in the name of Chaim regarding the Akedah, that the Avraham Avinu's Chovas Gavra was completed once he brought Yitzchak on top of his bear. There's a separate din in the Korban that the Korban requires Shechita. But that's already not his Chiyuv. That's already Chovas Korban. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that Chovas Korban is not none of your business, so to speak.
You can push the concept of Sir Mr. Lech to say that the Yotzei Yerchiv, as soon as you send it, you don't even have to wait for it to get there.
Oh, that I don't know. It says Amid Bar. It's got Adshe Higil and Midbar. Is there another sheet the same that I'm not
referring? No, I'm just saying, using that logic. You know, you've done your thing.
Right. No, you have to understand. Wait a second. There are two types of shlichus. There's one type of shlichus where I can send a shliach and he operates on his own. There's another type of shliach where I'm considered doing the maisa. In the case of the avodas hakohen, all the avodas of Yom HaKippur have to be done by the kohen gadol. This is not the shlucha shel adam that we're used to, where I can send a shliach to deliver kiddushin and then I'm out of it. You know, and there's even a shittas hatur that if a man appoints a shliach to give a get to his wife and he dies, the shliach can give the get after his death. Okay, that's a pella, but that's the shittas hatur. It means that the Mishalech is out of the picture. The Shaliach steps into the shoes of the Mishalech. But that's not true in the case of Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim. There's no such thing. This Shlichus is the archetype of what we call Yad HaRichta, which means that the Shlichus is the extension of the arm of the Mishalech. And therefore, until that Kiyuma Mitzvah of Hamid Bara, he can't say, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have a right to say, well, I'm out of it, I'm out of here. You know, I already appointed my Shliach, I gave him the Sire, and that's okay. Now, I have for you something interesting here from Rav Scheinberg in his Mishmeres Chaim. Let me just see, I only have two copies here, so if anybody has time to make some more copies. Unfortunately, I didn't bring the safe. My wife was kind enough to take a picture of it and send it to me. So this is the way it came out. And let me just see if I gave you my last copy, and I don't have a copy. Yeah, all right, I'll take it back to you. And come back to you. I thought I had another copy. Oh, this you finish with? Okay, so I'll give it back to you in a minute. He has the following discussion. Oh, you can give it to Sam or whoever wants to take it. So this is Mishmeres Chaim. What?
Al and I were looking at the wrong Mishmeres Chaim this morning.
We did?
Yeah, the one we looked at was from Chaim David Rugin Shver.
He was, I think, from
because he had a couple pieces on Grumman there. I don't know. Somehow
it was interesting stuff.
Right. No, I meant Rav Scheinberg. I was typing it when I wasn't supposed to be typing it out of desperation when I realized I left my sefer home. So HebrewBooks.org didn't help me. They don't have the Mishmeres Chaim. This Mishmeres Chaim. Okay. So before we present this particular piece, I have something else here, which again I'll give you as soon as I'm able to. Here it is, right in front of my nose. Shagasarye has a kash on the Rambam. The law is that if there's shatnez in the Big Day Kahuna, then the Kohen is allowed to wear these begodim only b'shas avoda. And that's called dechuya. There's no din of hutra. The Rambam disagrees, and even shelo b'shas avoda, the Kohen is allowed to wear these begodim. Frektish Hagasari, according to the Rambam, how can the Kohen Gadol do the avoda the whole year round in Big Day Kohen Hejot, which means that according to the Man Yomar of Neto shall Kohen Hejot shall Butz, then it means that in Kain Leka Shum Kilayim the Big Day Kohen Hejot. Is according to the Rambam, Hech Hitir, Hech Hutar Avoda, Lavod Avoda. We have a principle: whenever you apply Dechuya, then if it's Efshar Al Yidei Acher, meaning if you can do it in a way that you don't violate the Easter, then there's no Dechuy. Right, the Dechiyah is only because it's the Efshar. So the Shagasari says that since Kelayim in Big Day Kahuna, according to the Rambam, is only Dechuyah, then what's going to be with the Kohen Gadol the whole year round? The Kohen Gadol doesn't have to wear Kelayim. Why? Because according to the Man Yomar of Neto Shel Kohen Ed Shel Butz, it means there was no Kelayim, then if he wears the Avnate of Kol HaShana Kula, he's going to violate the Issa Kelayim, and the Rambam is not going to allow him to apply the principle of what? Of Dechuya Kelayim, because he can simply wear the Avnate of a Kohen Hejot. Because again, the whole year round, the Avod is kosher, even the Kohen Hejot. So if the Kohen Gadol opts to do the avoda, which he has the mishus to do, you know, he's the boss, he can decide that he wants to do the avoda, but why is he wearing his avnate, which has kelayim in it? Let him wear the avnate of a kohen hejot, which has no kelayim in it. And even if you'll argue, well, if he wears the avnate shel kohen hejot, then his avoda is not avodas kohen gadol, because he's not wearing Big Day Kohen Gadol, but nevertheless the avoda is ksheira bizarre. So the Torah would recognize and qualify this avoda even though he's wearing Big Day Kohen Hejot. But in that way he would avoid violating the Issur Kelayim. That's the kash of the Shagasar.
Why does it have to be kosher bazaar? If it's only kosher b'kohen, it's not good enough?
No, if it was only kosher b'kohen gadol, he'd have to wear Big Day Kohen Gadol.
But regular kohen.
Right, so what's your question again? I'm sorry, Sam.
He says, since it's kosher bazaar, he should use the avnate of a Kohen Hejot.
Correct.
And if it was only kosher by Kohen Hedid?
I don't know what you mean by that. There's no such thing as an avod that's only kosher by Kohen Hedid. I'm not sure.
I'm just wondering.
No, I'm just saying. The Kohen Gadol is kosher for any avod.
I got it. But right. The implication is that because it's kosher bazaar, let him use an avnate of a Kohen Hedid.
Correct. it and do the avodah as a zar. I mean, what forces
as a zar or as a kohen?
I'm sorry. When I say zar, I meant hedjum. If I said zar, cross it out with 50 million.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Got it.
Oh, okay. So he has an answer based on the Gaon, on the Vilna Gaon. Okay. Sorry. Oh. There's a sugya in Perek Rabbi Elezer de Mila. He doesn't tell you where it is, but I think we've seen it in the past. I think it's on Kuf Lamed Zayin. Don't hold me to it. About Mila Bitzaras. Okay, what happens? There's a Baheres on the Mokom Mila. And the question is whether or not we can allow this cutting of the tzaras and violate the law of tzitzas baheres for the sake of the mitzvah of milah. So the Gemara says that the father himself should not do the milah, and it's efshar bi'acher. Let someone else do the milah, implement the milah. Why? And again, we're not going to get into all the details, but the difference is that as far as someone else is concerned, it's what's called a davar sheino miskaven. He doesn't have any kavana to remove the baheres. So why should the father do the milah? Is limlinu acher. The Gemara says let someone else do the milah. Afal gav, here's the Gaon's question, dimi akre ha-mitzvah. You're being oker the mitzvah from the father. And this, he says, depends upon two shitos as to whether or not a father could be makayim his mitzvah. I don't know if you know of anyone who learns milah in order to do milah on their own son. And I'm not recommending it, but there are people who do that because there's a whole school of thought that there's no shlichus in the mitzvah of milah. So he says, according to that mandiyomer, that there's no shlichus of mitzvah.
My grandson, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. What is your son Malvin or what? Is
that no, what my grandson was the father,
and he himself studied Mila in order to do Mila on his son.
Bechina,
right?
To make sure that he
does. Yes, I do. I think what we usually do is we invite an experienced mohel to oversee, make sure that he doesn't make any mistakes.
It's usually for the credentials of the mohel, because it's supposed to be mohel, so you have experience.
So again, what I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but he says the following. So the Gemara is saying that let someone else do the milah, right? Let someone else do the milah, even though, according to this school of thought, the father is forfeiting his mitzvah of milah. Ilavachi, he says. Just 1 second. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. It's just the other way around. In other words, if you hold that the father could be mekayim his mitzvah through a shliach, so then it's efshal yidei acher, because he could, just as well he can fulfill his obligation by sending a shliach, and the shliach again would not violate the iser ktitzas baheres. Aval ilav hachi, the Gaon says that if you hold that there is no shlichus in mila, is bemes lo kori efshal kaim al yidei acher mishum da mitzvah yidavka ala ah. So the Gaon, I guess, wants to prove from this sugya in Rabbi Elezer de Mila that there is shlichus in Mila. Otherwise, how could the Gemara classify it as efshal yidei acher? V'im kein, he says, gabi kohen gadol, the kohen hedjit, lo mikri efshal l'kayim al yidei acher, madi yochol l'kayim al yidei kohen hedjot. In other words, the kohen gadol wants to be mekayim this mitzvah as a kohen gadol diker mitzvah. That's his option. And if he wants to take advantage of that possibility, he's got to wear kelayim, so it's efshal yidei acher. However, if we go like the other shitas, he identifies this, the Ramah, he says the Yerodei and Hilchus Mila Reish Samach Dalid, identifies this as the shita of the Arzarua, that ha'av lo shech l'kayim mitzvos al yidei shliach, is then muchach me'asugya, the af. Afal gav di av eno mekayim mitzvaso, aval kevan da mitzvah miskayemes mikri efshar al yidei acher. Okay, so let's get the facts down on the ground. He's saying that according to the Arzaru, who says that the father is not mekayim his mitzvah of mila through a shliach, And yet the Gemara calls it Efshal Yidei Acher. You see clearly that Efshal Yidei Acher means that if the mitzvah in the world, you know, in the Welt, could be fulfilled, then it's considered Efshal Yidei Acher, and there's no Dechia of the love of Tzitzis Baharis, even though the father's going to forfeit his mitzvah. So if that be the case, then we're back to the question of the Shagas Aryeh. Why does the Gemara say that, according to the Rambam, that the Kelayim is Dechuya, and yet the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear, is the Kohen Gadol is going to wear what? He's going to wear Kelayim. Why isn't it Efshal Yidei Acher? So if you'll tell me, well, if he wears the big day Hejot, then he's forfeiting his mitzvah, but it doesn't matter because the mitzvah will be fulfilled. Everybody have that? One more time? David, one more time? Just to get it clear. Yeah, how do we understand Efshal Kaima Al Yidei Acher? Does Efshal Kaima Yidei Acher mean through Shlichus, and that's how you'll fulfill your mitzvah, and you'll avoid the violation of the Avera? Or can we go even a step further, that even if it's Efshal Yidei Acher, and you'll forfeit the mitzvah, as long as the mitzvah is miskayim, that's enough to make it into Efshal Yidei Acher, and therefore the Chuya doesn't operate? And this question depends upon two views with regard to Mila. The Gemara says that in the case of Ketzitzis Baharis with Mila, you have to send it through an Acher. In Bishleim, if you hold that Shlichus operates with regard to the mitzvah Sa'af, then it's Efshal Dei Acher. He doesn't lose anything by appointing someone else to be his Moel. That Shlichus is full-fledged Shlichus. But if you hold like the Arzarua, quoted by the Ramban Yerodea, that holds that there's no possibility of Shlichus in what? In the mitzvah of Mila. If that be the case, then the Gemara must be saying that it's Efshal Yidei Acher simply because the mitzvah itself will be fulfilled, it will be implemented. But not because you fulfill your chova. If that be the case, then how could we justify going to the Rambam, the Kohen Gadol, wearing big day Kohen Gadol during the course of the entire year when it's Efshal Yidei Acher? And even if you'll tell me the Efshal Yidei Acher would be Midin Kohen Hejot and not Midin Kohen Gadol, but it doesn't matter, the mitzvah of the Avoda will be fulfilled. And the Kiyumah mitzvah itself should be sufficient to say it's Efshal Yidei Acher. So where's the Dechuya here, according to the Rambam, that would allow the Kohen Gadol to wear the Avnet, which has Shatnez in it? So Rav Scheinberg in his Mishmeres Chaim wants to differentiate the way we've been differentiating before, whether the Chova is in the Gavra or in the Cheftza. He says, Nero Litaritz. He doesn't use the terminology, but he says the fine. The mitzvahs levishas big day Kohen, he mitzvah mitzad HaKohen. Ta Kohen ha'oved, chayev lilbosh big day Kohuna. V'im Kain, came unto hu lo yikayim mitzvah zu, ba'meshe yavod be the big day Kohen Hejot, as a Kohen Hejot, Yekayim a mitzvah is law. I'm reading the law Choshev Efshal Yekayim Shnei. The Rambam would hold that the law of Kalayim would kick in here. I mean, the Dechiyah of Kalayim would kick in. Why? You'll ask, it's Efshal Yekayim Shnei? No, it's not Efshal Yekayim Shnei. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol will be forfeiting his obligation and his mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kahuna Gedola. The avodaso, in other words, the levisha of the big day Kohen Gadol is part and parcel of his avoda, and he will forfeit his avoda. Masha'ekin gamin mila. Why is it enough to say let someone else do the mila according to the arzarua, and the father won't be mekayim his mitzvah? He says the ikar mitzvah who mitzara tinok shehei mahu. That the mitzvah of mila is not the mice of mila, but rather that the tinok should be mahu. I call this a kovas chefza. And then we can say that even if the av, the father, will be forfeiting his extra kiyum, this extra dimension of the ma'isa mila, because there's no shlichus in the ma'isa mila, nevertheless yikayim ikar mitzvah the legavi atinok v'zeis kaim afilu al yidei acher, and therefore it's considered efshal lekayim shneim. That's this Rav Scheinberg, and that takes us to this Rav Scheinberg here. That one, you could, if you want to take a look at it, or a photocopy it, or a picture it, whatever you like to do. That's on page Yudches. And here, the Mishmeres Chaim is on page Samach Aleph. What does he have on Samach Aleph? He has here a Chakira from the Minchas Chinuch. You remember this Chakira? What is the law of a katan who becomes a gadol during Sfira, according to the Man Yomer, that if you leave out one day of Sfira Somer, then you lost the entire Sfira. So this katan was counting only b'toras what? B'toras chinuch. Now he's a gadol and he needs Sfira, but he missed all the first days. So how is he going to be able to fulfill his mitzvah of Sfira Somer after he became a gadol? Oh. So that's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch, based on this kasha, wants to conclude that Enochinami, the cotton who shed his gadol betoch sfira, he's got a chiyuv of sfira somer, might even be doraisa, according to Ramashita, whatever it is, and he can't fulfill that. Says Rav Shaimer Kasha, I don't understand this Minchas Chinuch. Kaimel of the cotton shekava mezuzah. He tells you, look in Hilchos Mezuzah, Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph. The Kohen put up the Mezuzah, and now he's a God. Does he have to take off the Mezuzah? We discussed this one time. And put it back on again? No. Is Ksheira Mezuzah Aflik Sheyagdil? Hare, Chazino, we see, the Mitztarif Mitzvaso, Mitam Chinuch, Le Mitzvah Shel Torah. That even what he did as a Kohen, Bitoris Chinuch, is valid Midoraisa for Kiyum Doraisa. So why is it that in the case of Sfira Sa'omer, the Minchas Chinuch insists that that which he counted as a katan is not going to help him as a gadol, but yet that which he put up the mezuzah as a katan is kosher, even l'sheyagdil? What's the difference between the two? So in order to answer this question, Rav Scheinberg quotes a Rav Chaim in Hilchos Korban Pesach. The law is that if the korban was brought al shem katan, then even if he becomes a gadol between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he does not have to bring Pesach Sheni. Why? Because Shachtu Ola B'Rishon. Right? He was a manui for the Rishon. Because the cotton is also a manui. So the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't get it. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, if you ate, let's say on Leil Pesach, the cotton ate matzah. And now he becomes a gadol. Okay, that's not exactly the case. The case is he was a shota when he ate the kezias. Now he's in this pakea, and it's still night. Is chayav lechel odapam? Is that which he did as a katan? Is not olalo begadluso? He has to eat another kezias when he's a gadol or when he's a pakea. If he can become a katan, then his gadol would have to be meis leis according to that mandiyon. So he says the following, that there's a fundamental difference between Korban Pesach and Achilas Matzah. In the case of Korban Pesach, the Hakrova is Chal in the Korban Al Shem HaKotah. Kevan the Nikrav Bi Ado Ba'avuro, in other words, HaKorban Pesach, the Katan Eino Mufka Mitoras HaKorban. Is choshev kikiyum haMitzvah ve'in tzorach levi Pesach sheni. Masha enking haMeachilus Matzah haMitzvah ba meAchilas haMatzah ve'lo baMatzah atzma. In the case of Korban Pesach, there are dinim in the korban itself, and the korban is related to this katan because he's manay on the korban. But not so in the case of Matzah. There, the mitzvah is reduced to only the ma'isa mitzvah. And the ma'isa mitzvah as a katan is not a ma'isa mitzvah. And therefore, he says, going on to the next page, that if he had no chiyu for sfiras omer, then his ma'aseh sfira is not a sfira shel mitzvah, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch says he can't be mekayim the mitzvah when he becomes a gadol. The katan put up the mezuzah when he was a katan. Okay, the next, I don't know why he says this exactly. The etzan mitzius haparshis shal mezuzah. I don't know what he means by this. Okay, but what he basically means is that the bias is equipped with a mezuzah, and that the katan is able to do. Even the katan's asiyah in which he puts up the mezuzah is meaningful and it's valid, just like the case of the korban pesach that was brought on behalf of the katan. So let's just summarize what he's saying. He's saying that in the case of achilas matzah, or in the case of Sfiras Omer, everything depends upon what? The Maisa Mitzvah. And if everything depends upon the Maisa Mitzvah, then the Maisa Sphere that he did as a katan, albeit Bitar Sfina, but that's not meaningful for his scheme Doraisa of Sfiras Omer. Or, alternatively, the same should apply in the case of the Maisa of Achilus Matzah. The Maisa of Achilus Matzah doesn't register for a for what? For a gadol, because he only did it as a katan. Fine. Masha'enkin, he says in Korban Pesach, why is it that the Korban Pesach was brought al Shema Katan? You don't need what? You don't need to bring a Korban Pesach Sheni. There it's a din in the Korban itself, that the Korban has to be Nikrav al Shema Katan, and that's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is inherent in the Heftza of the Akravas HaKorban. And in reality, the Korban was Nikrav al Shema Katan. And the Katan is not Mufka Mitaras HaKorban. His Mamela, it's considered that he has a Kiyum HaMitzvah, he doesn't need Pesach Sheni. And he says the same thing logically should apply to Mezuzah. That the reality of the mezuzah on the bayis still exists even today when he became a gadol. So that which has a katan, he was able to put up the mezuzah and he converted and he transformed the bayis into bayis yesh lo mezuzah. That's a meaningful kiyum even when he becomes a gadol, like the case of the karbon that was brought when he was a katan. Then he goes on to say the following. What happens if they prepared hot water to sterilize the baby after the milah and it spilled? So the Baal HaMor says in such a case you should postpone the milah till after Shabbos, because even though the Torah was doche Shabbos for the sake of milah, but the Torah never was doche the iser of heating up water, boiling water. So there's no head to be Machal Shabbos in the Bishal HaMayim. Okay, he doesn't quote the Ramban, but the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the Torah was matir not only the milah, but anything that's necessary to fulfill that mitzvah of milah. So now we're going on to page Samach Gimel. I'll give you page Samach Beis if you like. So again, according to the Baal HaMor, you're not allowed to implement the milah, knowing full well that then you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos by boiling up the wood. Oh, now he quotes the Ramban. Okay, good. Ramban, sover the ein le mitzvah el shaita. In other words, I now am obligated in the mitzvah of what? Of milah. Achshav yesh mitzvah shel milah lefaneinu. Is he kaimenu? I'm going to have to heat up wood. Okay, that's a din of pikuach nefesh. In other words, whereas the Baal HaMor is considering and he's worried about what's going to happen after the milah, and he sees that right up front I have to take into consideration that this milah involves not just the milah itself, but also another malacha that we have to violate. The Ramban is not impressed by that. The Ramban says that right now I'm obligated in the midst of milah, and milah is docha Shabbos. You don't have to talk to me about the Chil Shabbos of heating up the wood. Okay. Barashba Huva Shambaran Hevi Raya Kineged Ramban. The Ran has a kash on the Ramban. The Isa Beitza Daf Beis Amenaf Lo Yishchot. Beautiful. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Beitza, you're not allowed to shech the animal, knowing full well that you be chayv and kisi adam. And you don't have Dekar Notz Lomibod Yom. In other words, he's going to have to dig a hole in order to cover the dam. V'im Shachat, if he went in, he shechted, then Yachpar v'dekar v'yachaseh. V'amaylo neima the Yishchot. Why not just say, do the Shechita? Why does it say, lo Yishchot, Elim Kain, etc., etc.? He says, v'yaz, after the Shechita, Yavo esei dekisi adam v'yidche isur yantif lachpar b'deker v'yichasef el al korchach came on the adinon. Since we know mirosh the yavo lidei chil yantif also ligram also matzav, he can't deliberately create that situation in which he'll have to be docha yantif. So here again we see that the Baal HaMor is right and the Ramban is wrong. That the Gemara operates with the assumption that you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation where later on you'll have to be docha.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Between milah, which is chiyuv, and shita's behemoth, which is mutter, mishum, sum, I mean, it's mutter, but atila. But the whole concept is, as soon as you don't have to shech the behemi, you can live without shechting the behemi.
Ah, I see. You mean like shechting is a reshus kind of thing.
Yeah, but by milah you got to do it. So you have to, the Ramban is maybe, I hate to say it, maybe he's looking for a way to...
All right. Now, Rabosai, what I'd like to do with you during the short amount of time that we have left is this piece from the Rav on Kelayim B'Tzitzis. Okay. The Gemara in Menachos on Daf Mem Aleph on the Aleph has a suffix and two deis where the tzitzis is a chovas mana or a chovas gav. This would seem, Lefiani is daiti, to be the, I don't know what word I want to use, the source, if I will, for this distinction between a chovas gavra and a chovas chefta. Gemara says in Afkimina, is that let's say you have a four-cornered garment and you have no intention of wearing it. It's a tablecloth. If you hold it's a chovas mana, then you have to put tzitzis on the four corners. If, on the other hand, it's a chovas gavra, then when you wear this beged, you're chayev in tzitzis. But if you're not wearing the beged, there's no chayev in tzitzis. But I thought that would be like an excellent example of chovas gavra versus chovas chefza. So the Rav here on page Reish Hay, and I have the first edition, now it's the pagination has changed a little bit. So he raises the following question. He says, if you have many different talitot, then the law is that you mevarach al kol achas v'achas. You make a separate bracha on each talis. We mentioned it before. You remember, David?
Yeah. He
says, I don't understand. What would be if you had three esrogim in front of you? Would you make a bracha on each esro?
No,
he says the following. I can understand making a bracha on each talis if you hold chovas mana. Every mana, every chefza shall beg it. Sheesh bodal kafas machayev you in tzitzis. But now holding chovas gavra, so there's no difference then between tzitzis and esrog. Why is it that in esrog, every time you take an esrog, nothing changes over here? Klum yischayev levarech. Does he have to make a bracha on every esrog? Umadua navdil v'noma. Why do we make a distinction? We say in the midst of tzitzis that every time he puts on a talis, he has to make a different bracha. I think what the Rav is asking, I mean, again, this is my own take on it, is that when you have a chovas gavra, you makayim the chovas gavra, and that's it. Finito. There's no reason to, you know, yeda kezayis matzah, so now you're going to second kezayis matzah to make another bracha. Chovas gavra you fulfill. If there's a chiv in the chefti, you can always say that each chefti is makayim. So in the case of talis, where we paskin, according to Maniyama chovas gavra, for example, there's no tzitzis on this tablecloth, right? Why is it that every time you have another talis, you can make another bracha? You yotzei zayin with one talis. So he quotes various sources here, some of which are a bit unfamiliar to me. He says the chidushei hagos b'tur. Again, I don't know what that is. Kosav maral nach. I don't know who the maral nach is. Sheposhut. That's pretty strange. El chovas manu. Therefore, kol talis shel lovesh chayav b'tzitzis. Again, he says it depends upon levisha. That's, yeah. If you hold chovas manu, you don't need levisha. So he says kol talis shel lovesh chayav b'tzitzis. But he's saying that it's a chovas manu. So Rav Salvation wants to try to understand, what do you mean it's a chovas mana, and then you're telling me it's totally in Levisha? The Gemara says that the Nafkemina, whether it's chovas mana or chovas gavra, is whether or not you're chayev conditionally on the Levisha. If you have it's chovas mana, it has nothing to do with Levisha. We paskin chovas gavra, and therefore it's totally in Levisha. Even the Maral Nach admits it's totally in Levisha. It's a chovas gavra. So why does he say it's a chovas mana?
The bracha is totally in Levisha. even if it's a chovis money.
Yeah.
So you have to put. So you have your tablecloth. If it's a chovis money, you got to put tzitzit on.
Right.
But the levisha activates the bracha or requires the bracha.
Who says?
No, but again, if he doesn't wear it, he's not chayav to put on the tablecloth.
There's no mitzvah there.
Right. Let's say you have a tablecloth.
Mana there is.
There's no tzitzit on the tablecloth. But now you put on the tablecloth.
If it's chayav mana, you do.
Then you're obligated to put tzitzis on the four corners of your table.
But it's
pretty wild. You know, we're not so familiar.
Does that include the bracha?
I would assume.
Or just the chiyuv of putting tzitzis
on. I would assume. Every time you have a chovas chefza, you still make a bracha on it, as far as I know. But the Rav wants to understand, what does he mean, the Marach, when he says that it's a chovas mana? What does that mean, a chovas mana? So he says the following. He says, even though tzitzis is a chovas gavra, it's radically different than a mitzvah of esrog. And he gives a mashal, he says. If a person doesn't wear a beged of dalet kanfis, he's not chayv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ein on tzarch lirdof achareha, now on page reshva. In the case of an esrog, you have to, it's an absolute unconditional chiyuv that on the first day you got to get yourself an esrog. That's your obligation. But in the case of talis, you're only chayev when you wear the talis. He says, nimtza, ha-machayev hu ha-beget. Right? The machayev here of tzitzis is the beget, just that it's only the beget that you wear. But the beget itself is chayev in tzitzis. Chiyuv ha-gavra, tolui, be'atifas ha-beget, aval kevet she'yesh la-beget dal kanfis. So in other words, you need the levisha, but the levisha is it generates, it kicks off a chiyuv towards the beged. It's not like the case of an esrog. I don't owe anything to the esrog. You know, there's no obligation that's inherent in the esrog. But in the case of the talis, the obligation is inherent in the talis. Ubazeh this way, mitzvah zu shiny milulav matzot tefillah. Because with regard to lulav matzah and tefillin, I'm a chayev hu ach v'rak ha-gavra bi'atzma. Forget about the, you know, the, he has to get himself a matzah, he has to get himself an esrog, you know, but he's obligated in the tilas lulav. Once he takes one lulav, yotzi yedechov vaso. And then if he goes ahead and he wants to take another lulav, that's lo ma'ilav lo morin. It's the gavra fulfilled the scheme. But it catches biakas letzitzis. Mekarachiyuv, the source of the chiyuv, is hatalis. Is the talis itself? He amachayev is also.
Okay.
Oh, if the talis is the machayev, then the gavra could be chayev harba piyomim b'mitzvah tzitzis on each one of these heftas, right? If the heft of the talis is the source of the chiyuv, then every single talis generates a chiyuv. Again, that chiyuv is conditional on the fact that there's levisha. But once there's levisha, the chiyuv is vis-a-vis the talis itself. The talis has a machayev of tzitzis. The chol's machu lovesh talis no sefes, as long as he adds another talis, and he puts it on. Mischayvu oda pama mitzvahzu. Why? Because the makar, the machayv itself, is the beged. And every time he puts on the beged, a different beged, he has to make the bracha and fulfill that mitzvah vis-a-vis that beged. Wow, this is very profound. Are you with me on this? There's a fundamental difference. There's an esrog. It's not the esrog that's machayv. It's a chovetz netila. Malkachim lochem. You got to get an esrog. But in the case of talis, the chiyuv is inherent in the talis itself. The beged is the source of the chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to wear a beged. I don't have to wear a beged sheyesh bo tzitzis. I can go my whole life without ever being mechayev the mitzvah tzitzis once. But the answer is that the beged itself is mechayev on the condition that I wear it. Oh, now you're telling me that the source of the chiyuv is the beged, the talis. Then every single time you put on another talis, you have to make another bracha, you make a new mitzvah.
Can you go back for a moment?
Yeah.
The beged is mechayim and tzitzis on the condition that you wear it.
Right.
And if you don't wear it?
If you don't wear it, that's the other man who says Chovas Mana, then you're still a Chayiv Insins, but we pass in Chovas Gavra, which means Chovas Levisha. So it's but the Rav is saying that it's not a Chovas Levisha like any Chovas Maisa Mitzvah like Matzah and Dalet Minim and Tefillin. There, it's just the Chovas Maisa, and that's it. Here, it's the Beged that generates the Chiyuv, and the Chiyuv, in a sense, is clapping the Beged. So he needs an Atifa, he's got to wear the Beged, but once he wears the Beged, he's chayav to equip the Beged with Dalet Tzitzios. And now, every time he brings another Beged, there's a whole new Mechayav. I mean, on the one hand, it's so simple what he's saying. Like, even a child should answer this question. But on the other hand, it's quite profound. Because it really sharpens up the difference between a Chovas Gavra and a Chovas Chefza. And then Afkamini is going to be a Chovas Gavra. Once you fulfill it one time, that's all you have to do. You're finished. Finito. There's no point in taking another Esser. But in the case of a Chova, even though it's on the Gavra, but it begins and it's eminent, and it's generated by the Chefza, and then every time that Chefza appears, or a similar Chefza, you have a whole new Chiyuv.
Why can't you say it's both?
What?
It's a Mana and a Chefza.
I think what the Rav is doing is he's really closing the gap between Chovas Mana and Chovas Chefza. True. There's a tremendous nafkamina. Do I have to put tzitzis on a Mana even if I'm not wearing it? Chovas Gavra says no because it's conditional on Levisha. Chovas Chefta says yes because the Chefta itself is obligated. But the Rav says don't misunderstand and draw the conclusion, jump the gun, that a Chovas Gavra means that there's no Chiv in the Chefta. The Chiv is in the Chefta. Again, I need a Levisha. It's only the Levisha that kicks off that Chovas Gavra. But the Chefta is the Makar Achiv. And I just want to read one more paragraph. Because I think he goes even further. He says, Lo rak shama chayavu aksus. Not only is the beged the source of germinating this obligation, kiyim shegam yeshno kiyu b'tzitzis atzmo. Now this sounds a little bit weird. What does it mean? There's a kiyum in the tzitzis. Be etzem achefta, he says. That's his language, not mine. What do you mean a kiyum in the etzem achefta? I mean, we once mentioned when we started talking about Nedarim, we don't say that if I say Kikar Zu also I have a Neder, that the Kikar is also in the Neder. Right? Every Chefta is on the Gavra. So what does he mean? There's a cube, since it's in the Atzma Shel Chefta. He says, Eif Shel Lechalik Veloma Ki Aksus Hiya Machayemes. Don't tell me that the source of the chiyuv is the ksus, is the beged. Aval hamitzvah is kayemes legamrei al yidei hagavra belishum kiyum batzitzis ba atzma. He's not willing to accept that there's no kiyum in the atzma shel beged. There's got to be two kiyum. There's one kiyum in the gavra, and then there's another kiyum in the chefta. What does that mean? He says, with regard to esrig matzah, etc., etc., then there's no kiyum in the chefta. Baram, but however, in conscious, when he gets the tzitzis, I'm skipping a little bit here, he says, B'maisa tifa echad, v'chozer mischayev batifas kol talis utalis, me'ida ki pa'ulas ha-mitzvah is kekes gam la-beged atzmo, v'ki kiyum bi'etzem ha-cheftah shal ha-beged, u'me'ein ha-kiyum sh'yesh b'cheftah shal bayis, she'kav'ua bo Mezuzo shabonui bo maka. Nimtza sheishne kiyumim bitzitzis. Aleph maisa mitzvah. Vikiyum al yedea gavrik. Shadam lovesh tzitzis mitzuyetze. Talis mitzuyetze. Rimakai mitzuseshal tzitzis. Just like Netilas lulav, etc. Ubeis kiyum bechefta shal talis. Shehiya machayemes. Vim bishas levisha satalis amitzuyetzes. Yeshna pu'ulas kiyu mitzvah gufa chefta mitzvah tzitzis nemra lo rak bi'etzem maisa atifa vi'etzem maisa levisha el gamba talis atzma shehi atalis tzricha lios mitzuyetzes kilchosa b'sha shulovesh pa. And what Rabosai is Rav Soloveitchik driving at when he wants to say that there's a chovas mana, even according to the man the Yomar who says chovas gavra, that there's a mitzvah in the chefta shal beged. He means to get to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is a wild shita. Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that you could wear a beged at night that has kilayim in it. And because of the mitzvah of tzitzis, you don't violate these of kilayim. So the Rav asks the following question. Rabbeinu Tam makes no sense. We paskin that tzitzis is a chovas gavra. If tzitzis is a chovas gavra, and Lila loves one tzitzis, how could he possibly be docha in the mitzvah of kilayim at night? How can Rabbeinu Tam say such a thing? We're going to have to assume that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's some sort of kiyum in the beged itself. And even if the gavra is not makayim his mitzvah at night, but at least vis-a-vis the beged is a kiyum mitzvah. And that kiyum vis-a-vis the beged is enough to override the iser of kilayim. Anyway, I just touched on the tip of the iceberg here. This is a. Let me just tell you how many more pages there are on this topic alone. Resh Yud Tes. We're up to Resh Vav. We didn't even finish Resh Vav. So if my math is correct, that's another 13 pages. Right. So if you'll be back here tomorrow, we'll do the other 13 pages. But it may take more than just tomorrow. So what I suggest is we'll just do the main points.
But the practical side of that is, let's say, for instance, if on Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos, you switch begadim, that you have to make another bracha on it.
I don't know about Erev Shabbos. I would ask you, even during the week, let's say, if I wore one beged, it has tzitzis in it, now I want to change my beged and wear another tzitzis, then I would have to make another bracha, because there's a kiyum in the cheft itself. So that's pretty fascinating. And not only that, you can be doicha kalayim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even Belaila, when there's clearly no kiyum in the gav. Okay? So we'll stop.